Well, can we just give God praise again for our music ministry here? I tell you, if they keep doing this, we'll have to start bringing our lunch to church. They get me fired up every Sunday. And I want you to take your Bible, turn with me to the Gospel of John, John chapter 1. As you turn there, you know, as you prepare messages, they teach you to have an introduction. And so you want to have an introduction that kind of helps people understand where we're going. And boy, I was just struggling with an introduction. And then I got to church today and realized God had a plan for our introduction. We had a little mishap on our bulletin, and it says that today's message is a highlight of the world. Highlight of the world. And it's supposed to say light of the world. And so I thought, hey, maybe that's the introduction. We need to know today, Jesus isn't a highlighter, he's the light, okay? Jesus is the light of the world. And I want to talk to you this morning about that truth, that Jesus is the light of the world. When you think about light and you think about darkness, we know that that's really, we think about that as a metaphor most of the time. For instance, one of my mentors when I was in high school, he told me several times that he taught his kids, and so I guess he taught me as well. He said, nothing good happens after midnight. He didn't want me to be out doing anything past midnight. And you know why? Because it gets dark, and when it gets dark, bad things start happening. There's a reason why when it's bedtime, you lock all your doors. You got them unlocked during the day, because when the night falls and it gets dark, all of a sudden it kind of gets a little bit scary, and we think, oh no, something bad may happen. That's because darkness reminds us of evil. Darkness, we think about evil. Evil things happen in the darkness. And so as we think about that today, we know that darkness represents evil, but light represents good. Light represents knowledge and truth. In fact, the Bible tells us that God is light, and in him there's no darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. And so as we think about how darkness is a part of our world, darkness is even portrayed, right, when we watch movies. Sometimes in a movie, when there's a scary scene that's going to be happening, what always happens? It's not light and bright, is it? Oh no, it starts getting dark. And darkness begins to fall into the camera pan, and all everything begins looking eerie and dark. And then in those joyful and joyous moments, it looks light and bright. Well, the Gospel of John makes it clear to us this truth. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light who has come to shine brightly in the darkness. I want you to look with me in John chapter 1, starting in verse 4, we will read. God's word says, in him, now just a little context, that's talking about Jesus. The him is Jesus. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. Father, we ask that you would help us today to know the truth that Jesus is the only light. He's the light that has come into this world, that the darkness cannot overcome the light, that the light is victorious and always wins. God, help us to know today that not only is there darkness in this world, but there's darkness in our lives, and the only way that darkness is going to flee is when we invite the light of Jesus into our lives. God, help us to be a people today that draw near to you. Speak to us, God, as we seek your face. Honor the reading of your word today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You see in verses 4 and 5, primarily there in verse 5, our first point is this, that Jesus is the light of the world, that Jesus shines in the darkness. Light shines in the darkness. You know this, and I know this. The world is a dark place. I mean, if you just watch the news, you know the world's a dark place. I struggle sometimes, even I don't like watching the news. Because when you turn the news on, 99% of the stories and the reports they are giving have to do with what I would call bad news. Sad things, tragedy, evil, darkness. And so we see all around us, we hear of tragedies happening, we see darkness, we see evil. If you've just watched recently, you've seen men and women that have done unthinkable, horrible things that you could never imagine someone doing to a fellow human being. You've seen sons do things to their parents that you're like, how could someone go and do that to their own parents? You see parents do things to their own children. You say, well, you know, they're reporting on that. You say, how could a parent do that to their own child? We see all throughout the world, there's all kinds of darkness. There's murder. There's theft. There's so many exploitations of people in this world, and we see there's darkness just all around us. And the Bible says that the light shines in the darkness. And so God doesn't minimize it. He wants us to know today that this world is a dark place. Now, that's not the way God created it. But because of sin, sin has caused this darkness in the world. And because there's sin in the world, there's darkness in the world. And because there's sin in our lives, there's darkness in our lives. That darkness doesn't come from God. That darkness comes from evil. It comes from the evil one. The darkness comes from the devil himself. And yet we know that this world is a dark place, but God says he has the answer to all this evil, and it's himself. He says, my answer to this darkness is the light. And so when we think about Christmas this week, we understand that when Jesus came, the light of the world came. Now notice something else here in verse 5. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. Did you know today that darkness can never overcome light? Darkness can never overcome light. Darkness always scatters. It always runs and hides. Darkness always flees from light. This morning, if you woke up before the sun was raised and it was still dark outside, here's what you did. You were in a dark room, and what you went and did is you went and you turned on the light. And when you turned on the light, what happened? What happened was the darkness, it flee. It ran away. It went away. Because light always defeats darkness. Darkness never overcomes light. That's why when you go to bed tonight and it's time to turn the lights out and you're ready for there to be darkness so that you can go to sleep, you don't say, honey, I'm going to go turn the darkness off. Now, if you do, man, I got to find a counselor for you or something, okay? No, you don't say, honey, I'm going to go turn the darkness off so we can go to bed. No, what do? You turn the light off. You know why? Because the light is greater than the darkness. Light always defeats darkness. And so the light is either on or the light is off. And if the light is off, darkness is there. But as soon as the light's on, the darkness flees and there is no more darkness. And what the Bible is saying is God has sent Jesus, his son, the light of the world. And when he has stepped into this world, light has begun to shine. And anywhere the light is, the darkness flees. Now, because of sin in our life, we have darkness in our lives, every single one of us. And what's the answer to our sin? What's the answer to the darkness in our life? Well, it's just like turning on the light in your bedroom. You got to turn the light on. You got to invite Jesus into your life. You got to walk with Christ. You got to say, Christ, be Lord of my life. I yield myself to you, God. You got to have the light of Christ shining in you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. I know it might be hard for us to think about because everywhere we look, there's darkness. Every institution of this world, there's darkness. There's darkness in churches. We think of unimaginable, unthinkable things happen in churches. That's evil. That's darkness. There's darkness in our schools. You think, well, that should be a safe place for our kids to go, but there's evil and there's darkness. There's darkness in our homes and in our families, and there's evil all this place. And so all we know really is that there's evil in everything, but the Bible makes it clear that Jesus is the light. There's no darkness in him at all. There's no evil in Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He's totally true and good. He is God himself, and in him there is no darkness. And so when God took on flesh, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and he dwelt among us, we beheld his glory, his light, as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. When Jesus took on flesh, when the Son of God came to this earth, light, the light of Christ entered this world. God is light. Jesus is light. And it says here that Jesus is the true light. Look at it with me here in verses 6 through 9. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. This is John the Baptist. John the Baptist, was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. Look at this. It says in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. God sent a forerunner before the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And it's John the Baptist. John the Baptist is that great prophet who came to bridge the gap from the Old Testament to the New Testament. This great prophet of God, John the Baptist, who came. He was this prophet out in the wilderness preaching and saying, prepare the way for the Lord. He was preaching repentance of your sin and be baptized. The Messiah is coming, and Jesus and John the Baptist came to prepare the way. But the Bible says John the Baptist, although he was talking about the light, he wasn't the light. You are not the light. I am not the light. But there's only one true light, and that is Jesus Christ. And so John the Baptist came and he was pointing the world to Jesus. He was saying, look to the light, look to the truth, look to Jesus. And he came pointing us and pointing the world to the Lord Christ. That was John the Baptist's purpose. Do you understand that today? He had one purpose, and that was to point people to Jesus. In fact, as Jesus came to John the Baptist, Jesus says, I want to be baptized by you, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist says, no, I'm unworthy. I can't do it. And Jesus says, it's okay. I want you to do it. And John, I'm not worthy to untie the sandals of your feet. And then John the Baptist says this as Jesus comes. He says, he must increase, but I must decrease. See, John the Baptist got it. He knew that he had one mission, and that was to point people to the light, the true light. John knew he wasn't the light. It wasn't about John the Baptist. It was all about Jesus. And so he kept pointing people to Jesus. And can I submit this to you today, church? That's exactly what our purpose is. We must never forget that. We must never lose sight of that. We must never make little of that. That we have a purpose on this planet. And our purpose is to point people to Jesus Christ. He is the light. Now, I know you like pointing people to all kinds of things. There's so many things in this world that you love. And you try to point, hey, go do this. Go do that. Be a part of this. Be a part of that. You've got opinions about so many things and you want to share those with people. Yet, the most important purpose you can have and that God has given you is to point people to Jesus. I want to tell you, as your pastor, as I think about our church, it is our responsibility, it's our privilege, it is our ultimate purpose as a church above everything else. I mean, I'm talking, this trumps everything else that we can do. If we're going to do anything, we must point people to Jesus. We must point people to the light, to the truth. He is all that matters. Your preference and my preference doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is pointing people to Jesus Christ, because everywhere we look, there is darkness, but there's only one true light, and it's Jesus Christ. That's what we must be about as a church, but let me tell you, do you know who the church is? That's you and me. I mean, I'm telling you today, friends, the church is not this building. Now, I love our building, and I'm so thankful for our facilities. But God could take this away like this if he wanted to. It's not ours, it's his. He can do with it as he pleases, the same way he can do with us as he pleases. See, the church, I'm so thankful that we're able to gather here together in this building, but the church is made up of you and me. We're the church. And it's our individual responsibilities everywhere we go and in everything we do to point people to the light. That's what John the Baptist was doing. He said, I came to point people to the light. He was a witness and to testify about the light. Jesus is the true light. I want you to notice what else it says here. It says in verse 7, that he came as a witness to testify about the light so that, and I love this word, it says so that all, do you see it? There it is on the screen. So that all might believe through him. Jesus came for all. Jesus came for every single one of us in this room. Every single person that you will come in contact with, Jesus came for them. Jesus came to save a lost and a dying world. Friend, all means all. That's what that means. We don't need to study Greek to know. All means all. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting eternal life. Whosoever means whosoever. Listen, the offer is available for all. Jesus has come that you and me in this lost and dying world would come to him by faith and receive him for salvation. Jesus came so that his light could be in every single one of our lives. I'm so thankful today that I can look at you. And you might be here today and it's your first time in this place. I want you to look at me and I want you to hear me. Or maybe you've been here for a long time. I want you to hear this. If you don't hear anything else, I need you to hear this today. Jesus came for you. He came for you. In fact, God is so involved in all of this, and he loves you so much, and you may have not realized it today, but Jesus sent you here today. because he came here for you. God got you here this morning in this room so that you could hear this message and you can know that Jesus came here to save you. Jesus is the true light. Jesus is the only light. You need to stop looking around for everything else to fill the void in your life. You need to stop looking around for everything else in this world that you think is going to satisfy you and make you feel fulfilled. You need to stop looking around trying to find an answer for all the problems that you're experiencing today in your life and in your family, because all of those things you're looking for, they are not going to satisfy. They are not going to fulfill. They're not going to save you. They're not going to set you free. There's only one person who will do that, and his name is Jesus. He is the light of the world. It says here, he's the true light. There's a lot of evil in the world that tries to disguise itself as light. But he says, there's only one true light. And it's God who took on flesh and he came, Jesus Christ. He came for you. I want to continue reading, and I want to read verses 10 through 12. And we're coming here to the close of this message. So I need you to hang with me. Verses 10 through 12, listen to this. It says, he was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name. Understand this morning, church. Jesus, you got a decision to make when it comes to Jesus, okay? Every single one of us. Jesus is either received or Jesus is rejected. Did you know there's no middle ground in that? Today, you have made or you're making this decision. You either are receiving Jesus or you're rejecting Jesus. It said right here in this verse that we read, it said that Jesus came into this world that he created, but the world did not recognize him. If you're going to receive Jesus this morning, you must recognize who he is. Let me put it another way. Do you know who Jesus is today? Do you know who he is? Jesus is the one who came, the light of the world. Jesus is the one who came into the darkness, but there is no darkness in him. Let me say that another way for you. Jesus is the only sinless one. Every single one of us in this room, myself included, have sinned against God. And we're going to sin this week. But there's one person who came, and he came into the darkness, he came into the evil, but the darkness never got into him. He came into the evil, but the evil never got a hold of his life. He came into the evil, but he never sinned. And that's Jesus. That's why as we celebrate Christmas, we consider the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin. Why? Because it was in that virgin birth that he was not born with the sin nature that you and I are born with. And so Jesus entered this world without sin. He never committed a sin. He is perfect and pure and holy. Jesus Christ came to this earth. And here's what he did. He lived the sinless, perfect life to God the Father that you and I have failed to live. And our sin separates us from God. Every sin we commit, do you know this today, is a sin against our Creator? And so here's what happened. Jesus lived a perfect life so that he then could go to the cross and on the cross shed his blood and die for your sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. There's a price to be paid for sin, and the price is death. And Jesus went to the cross on your behalf. And He died the death that we deserved. And He did it in sinless perfection as He bled there and died. He took on darkness. He looked at the darkness and He said, "The light is going to overcome the darkness." The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Luke, the darkest day in human history. The Bible in Luke says that as Jesus was crucified and He was hanging out on the cross, that it was high noon. It was noon. And for 3 hours, from noon until 3 o'clock, the Bible says that darkness covered the entire world. Well, that's kind of eerie, isn't it, if you think about that? That from 12 until 3, there was complete darkness over the whole world. You know why that happened? It was because the wrath of God was being poured out upon the Son of God. And darkness covered the world as Jesus took your sin and my sin. And there on the cross, He bled and died for our sin. He died for you and me. And darkness covered this world. And when darkness covered the world, evil thought it had won. I just can kind of imagine that the devil and his demons were having some type of demonic celebration. They said, "Aha, look, darkness has finally won. Darkness has finally extinguished the light. There's darkness over this whole world." That's exactly what the devil wants. That's exactly what the devil wants for your life. And Jesus died there on the cross. Evil thought it had won. They took the body of Jesus, and you know where it went? Into a dark tomb. A cold, dark tomb. Lay Jesus, the light of the world, lifeless and dead. They rolled the stone over the tomb, and there for 3 days, Jesus was in the grave. The Bible says, from that darkness of the tomb, in 3 days, the light of the world rose from the grave. The light shone in the darkness. The light was shining in that grave. The tomb stone was rolled away, and Jesus walked out alive as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords. And the darkness fled, and the demons fled, and the devil fled, as they knew right then that they had not won a victory. No, Jesus has won a victory. Why? Because light always defeats darkness. And He has proven it once and for all through His death and His burial and His resurrection. But He says, "Listen to me. You need to understand. You need to recognize who Jesus is. Jesus is the only way for you to be saved." And so then it just comes down to this. You either reject Jesus or you receive Jesus. Sometimes we complicate things, don't we? The gospel is not complicated. It's good news and it's simple. You either receive Jesus or you reject Jesus. And the Bible says, to all who received Him, to all who receive Him, they become children of God. Your sins are forgiven. You become a part of the family of God. Christmas, we think about gifts. The Bible says salvation is the free gift of God. It's what it is. That God has given us Jesus. And you either receive Him or you reject Him. Listen to me. There's no middle ground today. You've got to make the decision. If you refuse to receive Jesus, you've decided today to reject Him. You can't say, "Well, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to give it more time. I've got..." Every moment that you have chosen to not receive Jesus, you have rejected Him. Would you receive him today? He came so that he could bring his light into your life. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. And we're going to take a moment to sing and to respond. And as we pray, I want you to know that if you have a decision to make for Christ today, I'm going to be standing right down front. And you can leave where you're standing, grab somebody if you need to bring them with you, and you come forward and you say, today I surrender my life to Jesus. I receive him for salvation. Maybe you need to come today and follow the Lord in believers' baptism or join our church. You can come make a decision. Father, we ask right now that you would do what only you could do as we respond. Holy Spirit, move us to make decisions for you. Lord, give someone boldness today to step out from where they are and to come forward and to just simply say, Pastor, today I come to receive Jesus. God, move us right now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please come as we sing.